Answering the Biggest Weakness Question, Strategies for Interview Success. Introduction. The interview question, what is your biggest weakness, has become a ubiquitous staple in hiring processes across industries. Despite being anticipated by most job seekers, this deceptively simple question continues to challenge candidates and serve as a critical evaluation tool for employers. This report examines the purpose behind this common question, what hiring managers are truly assessing, effective response strategies with concrete examples, and pitfalls to avoid. The premise, why interviewers ask about weaknesses, the biggest weakness question persists in interview settings not as a trap, but as a multifaceted assessment tool that reveals several key attributes of a candidate. According to Atlas Lobach, former SVP of People Operations at Google and author of Work Rules, this question serves multiple strategic purposes. We're looking for self-awareness and honesty, the ability to candidly assess when self correlates with emotional intelligence and professional maturity. The question fundamentally tests 1. Self-awareness. Can candidates accurately identify their own limitations? 2. Honesty. Will they acknowledge genuine areas for improvement rather than offering rehearsed non-answers? 3. Growth mindset. Do they view weaknesses as fixed traits or as development opportunities? 4. Problem-solving approach. What strategies have they implemented to address shortcomings? 5. Cultural fit. How might their weaknesses impact team dynamics? Dr. Amy Cuddy, social psychologist and Harvard Business School professor, explains that this question also measures impression management, how candidates present potentially negative information while maintaining a positive professional image. What interviewers are looking for. When asking about weaknesses, interviewers are not expecting perfection. Rather, they're evaluating several qualities. Genuine self-assessment. Hiring managers seek authentic responses that demonstrate reflection rather than canned answers. At John Lees, career strategist and author of How to Get a Job You Love, notes, interviewers can spot rehearsed responses a mile away. They value candidates who demonstrate genuine self-awareness. Appropriate vulnerability. The level of disclosure matters. Effective responses acknowledge real limitations without undermining candidacy. Revealing a weakness that's too severe may raise red flags, while offering a non-answer suggests evasiveness. Growth orientation. Strong candidates frame weaknesses as development areas with concrete improvement plans. According to Carol Dweck, Stanford psychologist known for research on growth mindset, candidates who view challenges as opportunities to improve, rather than inherent flaws, demonstrate the adaptability organizations need. Relevance consideration. Skilled candidates discuss weaknesses that aren't central to the core job functions. At Allison Green of the Ask a Manager blog explains, the best responses acknowledge meaningful weaknesses while ensuring they won't prevent success in the specific role. Effective response examples. Example 1. The strategic improver response. I've recognized that I sometimes struggle with delegating tasks effectively. As someone who values quality, I've historically found it challenging to distribute work, preferring to handle critical components myself. However, I've realized this approach limits team development and can create bottlenecks. To address this, I've implemented several strategies. I've started by identifying team members' strengths and assigning tasks accordingly. I've also developed clear task specifications and checkpoints rather than only evaluating final outcomes. In my last role, this approach improved our department's throughput by 20% while giving my team members growth opportunities. It's still something I'm working on, but I've made meaningful progress. Analysis: this response succeeds because it identifies a genuine leadership challenge many professionals face, demonstrates self-awareness about both the weakness and its impacts, details specific improvement strategies already implemented, quantifies positive outcomes from addressing the weakness, acknowledges ongoing development without diminishing progress. Example 2, the skill developer response. Public speaking was previously a significant challenge for me. I would experience anxiety before presentations, which sometimes affected my delivery. Rather than avoiding these situations, I decided to address this head-on 3 years ago. I joined Toastmasters and committed to monthly speaking opportunities. I also volunteered to lead more team presentations, starting with smaller groups and working up to larger audiences. I developed a pre-presentation routine that includes preparation techniques and mindfulness exercises. While I still experience some nervousness, I've transformed this from a debilitating weakness to a manageable challenge. In fact, I received recognition last quarter for my presentation on project outcomes to our executive team. Analysis: this example works well because it addresses a common professional challenge, shows proactive steps toward improvement, demonstrates perseverance and commitment to growth, illustrates tangible progress with specific achievements, balances honesty about the challenge with evidence of improvement. Example 3, the technical gap acknowledger response. I've found that my background in traditional marketing left gaps in my technical marketing analytics skills. While I excelled at campaign strategy and creative direction, I initially struggled with data interpretation and using analytics platforms to their full potential. To address this, I enrolled in a digital analytics certification program last year and set up weekly mentoring sessions with our data science team. I created personal projects analyzing our campaign performance to practice these skills in real contexts. Though I wouldn't consider analytics my greatest strength yet, I've developed sufficient proficiency to independently analyze campaign metrics and make data-informed decisions. I'm continuing to build these skills through ongoing education and practical application. Analysis: this response is effective because it acknowledges a specific technical limitation relevant to the field, demonstrates initiative in addressing the gap through formal education, shows collaboration and humility in seeking mentorship, provides concrete examples of application and improvement, presents realistic assessment of current capability without underselling progress, what not to do when answering. 1. Avoid non-weaknesses disguised as flaws. The perfectionist or workaholic responses have become transparent attempts to reframe strengths as weaknesses. At Allison Green notes, claiming your biggest weakness is that you work too hard or care too much comes across as disingenuous and suggests you're either not self-aware or not forthcoming. Similar problematic responses include, I'm too detail-oriented, I have trouble saying no to new projects, I'm too passionate about my work. Unless these traits have genuinely caused professional challenges you're actively addressing, they appear as transparent attempts to avoid the question. 2. Don't mention essential job skills. Identifying weaknesses in skills central to the position can immediately disqualify you. At Jenny Foss, job search strategist and founder of JobJenny.com, advises, never mention a weakness that directly relates to a must of qualification for the role. This creates immediate doubt about your suitability. For example, a programmer shouldn't cite coding difficulties, a customer service representative shouldn't mention interpersonal challenges, an accountant shouldn't reference problems with numerical accuracy. 3. Avoid oversharing personal issues. While authenticity is valued, certain personal challenges are better left undiscussed in professional contexts. At Michael Watkins, author of The First 90 Days, cautions, professional vulnerability is appropriate. Personal vulnerability may raise concerns about boundaries and judgment. Problematic examples include mental health challenges without established management strategies, interpersonal conflicts that suggest difficulty with workplace relationships, work-life balance struggles that might impact reliability. 4. Don't deny having weaknesses. Claiming perfection or inability to identify weaknesses suggests a lack of self-awareness. According to Adam Grant, organizational psychologist and Wharton professor, people who can't identify their weaknesses are usually blind to their blind spots. Admitting imperfection is a sign of confidence, not weakness. 5. Avoid unresolved narratives. Discussing weaknesses without improvement strategies or evidence of progress leaves a negative impression. At Carla Harris, vice chairman at Morgan Stanley, advises, never leave your weakness narrative open-ended. Always close with the strategies you've implemented and the progress you've made. Conclusion: the biggest weakness question remains a valuable assessment tool despite its predictability. Successful responses balance honesty with strategic presentation, demonstrating self-awareness while emphasizing growth and improvement. The most effective approach involves preparation without memorization, identifying genuine development areas that don't undermine core job qualifications, articulating specific improvement strategies already implemented, and demonstrating a growth orientation. By viewing this question as an opportunity rather than an obstacle, candidates can transform a potential interview pitfall into a compelling demonstration of their professional maturity, emotional intelligence, and continuous improvement mindset. This has been a Yak Yak Report, produced August 27, 2025. This report was generated using AI from Anthropic with the model Claude 3-7 Sonnet 20,250,219. Your feedback is appreciated.